All right, so are you about to start prepping for that ACC-APM exam?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you have come to the right place.
You get that right.
Think of this deep dive as your, like, crash course
Yeah.
in what those examiners are really looking for,
Yeah.
straight from the March-June 2024 examiner's report.
I love it.
We're not going to just, like, regurgitate the whole syllabus or anything.
No.
We are going to unpack the types of challenges you might face and how to tackle them head on.
It's like having a sneak peek right into the examiner's brain.
Right.
It's like they're laying out exactly where people struggled and, more importantly, what they were really hoping to see.
Exactly. And trust me, some of these common mistakes are surprising even for like seasoned accountants.
Oh, for sure.
So let's jump right into some of the highlights from Section A, shall we?
Yeah, let's go.
Remember Daily Co., the one with the material K shortage?
Oh, yeah, that one.
It wasn't as straightforward as it seemed, was it?
It really wasn't, and it underlined how easy it is to get tunnel vision on those initial costs.
Yeah.
Candidates had to factor in things like scrap value from converting the existing materials
Right.
and the potential loss from perishable goods.
Uh-huh.
This question wasn't just about calculating some numbers. It was about thinking strategically about how you manage those resources.
It's a classic example of how the PM exam is testing your ability to apply those costing principles
Yeah,
in a real-world scenario.
for sure.
Speaking of real world, let's hop over to the public sector now.
Okay.
How do you measure value for money when profit isn't the goal? Like with Acorn Care, the postnatal care facility.
Yeah, that one tripped a lot of people up.
Right.
It all boils down to understanding that economy aspect of the value for money framework.
Right.
We're talking about minimizing the cost of resources, not just being efficient with them.
Okay.
You could be super efficient with all your resources, but if you paid a fortune for them,
Yeah.
then you're not being economical.
That's a really subtle difference, and I bet it's easy to overlook under that exam pressure.
Absolutely, and that's why understanding these little nuances is so important.
Right.
It's not enough to know the definitions you need to apply them to all sorts of different situations.
Okay, you ready for a real brain teaser?
Oh yeah, get me.
Let's talk about the learning curve question
Okay.
and Douglas Coe's new product. I'll admit, even I had to reread this one a few times.
I hear that.
It all centered around calculating the time needed for that eighth batch of a new product.
Right.
The key here is understanding that the learning curve formula gives you the cumulative average time,
Yeah.
not the time for that specific batch.
A lot of people miss that one.
Yeah.
They miss that crucial distinction.
So it wasn't just about plugging numbers into a formula.
Yep.
It was about understanding what the output actually means.
You had to kind of work backwards using the cumulative average to figure out the time for that specific eighth batch.
Right.
It's a great example of how the exam tests your ability to like manipulate formulas and truly grasp those underlying concepts.
Okay, now let's talk about Bazilco.
Okay.
This one really made me rethink my approach to cybersecurity.
Really?
I mean, what do you do when your consultants are working offline with those sensitive product designs?
Right.
No firewall can help you there.
This question highlighted the importance of tailoring those security measures to a specific context.
Right.
Instead of those traditional cybersecurity tools, the best answers involve those physical controls, like lockable storage,
Yeah.
and crucially, a legally binding confidentiality agreement
Oh, right.
emphasizes that security is not one size fits all.
It's like going back to basics sometimes. The
Yeah.
simplest solutions are the most effective.
Sometimes for sure.
All right, let's shift gears and dive into Section B,
Okay.
where things get a bit more complex.
All right.
We'll start with Runsco, the fitness equipment company, grappling with those pricing decisions.
Okay.
They've got this new stationary bike to launch a pile of hand weights to sell off, and their old reliable QuickSick needs a price refresh. It's like a
Yeah.
pricing puzzle. The first question focused on finding the optimal price for that QuickSick.
Right.
Candidates needed to understand the relationship between marginal revenue and marginal cost and use the provided demand function to work out that sweet spot. And that demand function is key, right?
Absolutely.
It tells you how much people are willing to pay at different price points.
Exactly. It's not just about picking a number out of thin air.
Right.
It's about analyzing the market and understanding that customer behavior.
All right, we are going to pause here for now, but stick around because in part two, we'll be tackling those longer, meatier Section C questions.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
All right, welcome back.
Back for more.
Ready to tackle those like behemoths of the ACCA PM exam?
Oh, yeah, bring them on.
We're talking about Section C. We really get to like flex those analytical muscles.
Show them what you got.
show the examiners what you're made of.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's start with Venhospco.
Okay.
The staffing agency that had to forecast staff demand.
Right.
Based on the number of events in their region. Sounds simple enough, right?
Yeah, on the surface, it was all about using regression analysis.
Okay.
Which can seem kind of daunting at first.
Yeah, I can imagine.
The examiners highlighted the importance of understanding those formulas provided, using them effectively.
Yeah.
And don't underestimate the power of the spreadsheet software during the exam.
No.
That's your best friend
right.
when it comes to crunching numbers.
So it's not just about knowing the theory.
Nope.
It's about knowing how to use the tools at your disposal.
It's about being a well-rounded management accountant.
Okay.
That Venhospco question also required candidates to discuss the limitations of regression analysis.
Right.
And consider all those factors influencing a potential wage increase.
So it's about connecting the dots.
Yeah.
Between those theoretical concepts and real-world business decisions.
You got it.
Now let's move on to Caroline Coe.
Okay.
Our poster child for divisional performance and transfer pricing.
Yeah, this scenario involved two divisions.
Right.
Radio division and packaging division, with packaging supplying those components to radio
right.
at a set transfer price.
Right.
The first hurdle was preparing those clear and concise profit statements
yeah.
for each division
okay.
and the company as a whole.
Sounds pretty straightforward.
Oh.
But I'm guessing there were some like hidden complexities.
The examiners emphasized the importance of distinguishing between external sales
yeah.
and those interdivisional transfers.
Uh-huh.
Easy to get those mixed up under pressure.
Oh, I bet.
Which would lead to inaccurate profit figures.
Presentation is key.
Oh, for sure.
You could have all the right numbers.
Yeah.
But if you don't present them clearly.
Yeah, it's all for nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And this question had a few more curveballs.
Oh, really?
Candidates also had to analyze the impact of tweaking that transfer price
right.
and consider the implications of shutting down that packaging division altogether
wow.
and sourcing the components externally.
That's a lot to juggle.
It is.
You really have to think strategically about how different decisions would ripple through the company's financials.
And throughout all this, remember the importance of showing your work.
Oh, right.
The examiners want to see your thought process, your logic, how you arrive at your conclusions.
Okay.
Think of it as like storytelling, but with numbers.
All right. Let's pause here for a breather. We've covered a lot of ground, but we're not done yet. In our final part, we'll wrap things up with some key takeaways and actionable advice to help you ace that PM exam. All right. We've journeyed through some of those trickiest bits from that March-June 2024 examiner's report.
We have.
Feeling a bit more prepared for that ACCA PM exam.
I hope so.
I know I am.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up, let's distill some key takeaways.
Okay.
For those of you gearing up for that PM exam battleground.
Battleground, that's right.
What's the biggest piece of advice you would give to someone just starting their prep?
I would say don't just try and memorize that whole syllabus.
Right.
Focus on understanding the concepts and how to apply them in different scenarios.
Right.
That exam isn't about regurgitating information.
Yeah.
It's about using your knowledge to solve real-world problems.
It's about thinking like a management accountant, not just a student cramming for an exam.
Precisely. And remember those longer scenario-based questions in Section C?
Yeah.
They're worth a significant chunk of the marks.
Right.
Don't neglect them.
Oh.
They're where you can really showcase your analytical skills and impress those examiners.
Okay, we talked a lot about the importance of practice.
Yes, we did.
Can you elaborate on that?
Practice is absolutely key. The more you work through past papers and practice questions, the more comfortable you'll become.
Uh-huh.
With that exam format, the style of questions, the level of detail required in your answers.
Right.
That ACCA practice platform is a fantastic resource for that.
And don't forget about that goldmine of insights, the examiner's report.
Oh, yeah.
It's like having a cheat sheet for the exam.
Use it to understand what the examiners are looking for. Identify those common pitfalls to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
And get a feel for how to structure your answers effectively.
Any last words of wisdom before we send our listeners off to conquer that ACCA PM exam?
Remember, you got this.
You got this.
With dedicated preparation and the right mindset, you can absolutely ace this exam.
I love that.
Don't underestimate yourself.
Best of luck to all our aspiring ACCA PM masters out there.
Yes. Good luck, everyone.
You've got this.